New cases of COVID-19 are declining, and that's a source of relief for Wisconsin hospitals that were nearly full in mid-November. But health officials caution that that reassurance could be short-lived if people celebrate the upcoming holidays like they used to before a pandemic. As we work to keep our distance, we've got two vaccines making their way across the country. But how is that going to happen here in Wisconsin? Part of the answer is Healthcare Emergency Readiness Coalitions. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent on The Morning Show, and we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about getting the coronavirus vaccine? Do you live in a rural or remote part of Wisconsin? What concerns do you have? 800-642-1234. You can call that number or email ideas@wpr.org. Dr. Jason Liu is Chief Medical Officer of the Southeast Healthcare Emergency Readiness Coalition and a professor of emergency medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Dr. Liu, thank you for joining us on the Ideas Network.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's start at a baseline. How do healthcare emergency readiness coalitions work?
So HERC, the Healthcare Emergency Readiness Coalitions, there's actually seven HERCs in the state of Wisconsin. I'm part of the Southeast Wisconsin HERC. And we're a nonprofit coalition that helps to bring everyone together for large-scale health emergencies. So, for instance, this pandemic, or like imagine if a tornado hits a hospital and all of a sudden that hospital has to find a place for 200 patients, you know, how does it go about doing that? And what HERC does is we try to bridge that need and bring everyone together and share information, train together, discuss plans, and work together like that.
Wisconsin created this system in 2014. Is this the biggest undertaking the HERCs have had?
Yeah, I think our first challenge was back in Ebola, and this is by far, I think, the biggest event for us, in general, not just for the HERCs, but I think in general for healthcare in a very, very long time.
How has HERC been able to help healthcare organizations in southeastern Wisconsin respond to COVID-19? Give us some concrete examples.
Sure. So one of the things that we do is to help, we send out regular situation reports and summary reports, because one of the challenges is there's so much information and data, both scientifically, operationally, and you have to sort out what's accurate and figure out what to get a good picture of what is going on. And so what we do is we actually sort through all that information from government sources, private sources, media, and put them into summary reports that are more easily kind of digestible. And we send that out to all our members, which, you know, include organizations and agencies involved in health, public health and emergency response. And that way it gives them a better picture of what's going on. So that's one example. We also serve as a liaison between the organizations, between our members. So you have public government agencies, you have private organizations, you have different disciplines like public safety, community, clinics, hospitals, and everyone has their own process and their own language. And so what we do as the HERC is to help connect them and interpret and share information. What we do is we work on knowing who has what and who you need to talk to. So when one of our members has this question and they say, well, we have this question and we're not sure where to go with this, we say, well, you know, this is where you should go. And we actually know, you know, so-and-so at this organization. Why don't you go talk to them? And that way we can, you know, get you the information and the help you need.
Have you found state and local agencies, private partners, willing and able to share the information that you need to pull together and then distribute?
Yeah, you know, it took time because, you know, again, everyone has their own process and their own language. But once we brought everyone together and started, you know, sharing common information and getting a better picture, everybody, you know, understands kind of the importance and the advantage of of being open with their status and their information and what their needs are. And so, you know, people have been really willing to work together, you know, especially in these days when everyone's challenged with time and the availability of resources. By coming together, we can share those, and then actually we have a better impact that way.
You're focused on southeastern Wisconsin. What challenges have you had with the density of population there?
Yeah, so I think that's one of the big challenges for our regions. Every region has its own unique challenge. One of them for us in the southeastern region is kind of that we do have more people, and it's more densely populated. So certainly for an outbreak like this, we know it's transmitted person to person. So the more people together, you know, the more potential you have for disease spread. And so with all those people, you know, challenges to, we also have a lot more organizations, and trying to make sure we get to everybody and bring everyone together and everybody's aware of the actual situation going on. That's one of the challenges there, and making sure that any messages and information gets to everywhere it needs to go. That's kind of the difficulty in our region with so many people.
Dr. Jason Liu is Chief Medical Officer of the Southeast Healthcare Emergency Readiness Coalition. You may have heard them called HERCS. And we're talking about rolling out the vaccine and how healthcare emergency readiness coalitions are helping to try to figure out how Wisconsin can combat COVID-19. Taking your calls at 800-642-1234. We have a physician on the air. What question do you have about this pandemic? 10 months in, the end is in sight, but months of continued risk are ahead until we can really get our grips on this. 800-642-1234 for your calls. Dr. Liu, last week, Wisconsin received shipments of the Pfizer vaccine. How is the rollout going in your area?
So far, it seems to be going well. Certainly, we've had minor hiccups, but overall, things are going fine, and the kinks have been worked out. And, you know, I've been seeing and talking to people who've been getting the vaccine. I've talked with several friends this weekend and coworkers who actually have already gotten their shots, and it's been going well.
What do they say to you about that?
Yeah, they said it was, you know, pretty smooth process overall. They said aside from their arms being sore for a few hours, they were doing well.
We talked quite a bit about the fact that the Pfizer vaccine requires that ultra cold storage. Were clinics and hospitals in your network prepared for that?
Yeah. So fortunately, you know, there was warning because everyone was aware that this type of vaccine needed the cold storage. So part of what HERC was doing with all of our member organizations, you know, working with government agencies and private organizations in the private sector, is identifying, you know, the resources we had available to handle that kind of cold storage chain, to find out, like, you know, where we could actually store it, where they were located, and figure out, then you can figure out how to get the vaccine to where it needs to go from there. So it has been a challenge, but it's something that actually is working out.
Phase one of the vaccine rollout in Wisconsin prioritizes healthcare workers. What's HERC's role in helping to determine priority within that group of people?
Yeah, one of the big things we've been doing is to just make all of our member organizations aware of, you know, the phasing and helping to get them the guidance that's been issued by, you know, the state agencies, and as well as the guidance coming from professional societies and also from the national advisory committees, so that, you know, people can actually work on their plans. And honestly, you know, all of our members have been working on the vaccine prioritization plans within the organizations for a couple months now. Since, you know, we were aware that we would be getting the vaccine here toward the end of this year. And so, you know, we're actually already planning for the next phases to see how we expand out after, you know, the first few weeks.
And How does that next phase of vaccinations work? Because certainly we're looking for more Pfizer vaccine, and because that takes two doses. The Moderna vaccine was also granted emergency authorization. That happened from the FDA last week. That's a two-dose immunization, too. So maybe we'll then begin to get doses of that. I mean, how are we juggling all of these elements, knowing that we don't have that much of them and they need to go to the right places?
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's part of this planning that everyone's been working on, is to weigh all of those factors. You know, you're going to have the overlapping of the phases. And so, like you said, it's juggling kind of those all of those different variables. And so really right now, the focus is on that phase 1A, you know, getting all of the frontline healthcare workers and the long-term care facilities and emergency responders vaccinated. And the way the plan works is, you know, they're tracking the numbers and which people got those shots, so that in 3 to 4 weeks they can get their second dose, so that they can get, you know, the full advantage of the vaccine. And you know, once everyone's in that phase has had the opportunity to get their vaccine, then we can start moving on to the next phase. And, you know, I think you pointed out kind of one of the key things to remember is right now there's only limited amounts of the vaccine. So, you know, we have to do this in a stepwise process. But eventually everyone will get the chance to get the vaccine. We're going to have a lot more doses coming in 2021 than we have now. So, you know, there'll be an opportunity eventually for everyone.
We're talking with Dr. Jason Liu on this edition of the State Capitol Report, talking about how Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is contracting with coalitions across the state to get the COVID-19 vaccines to people who need it most, like our healthcare workers. We're working to answer your questions and listen to the experiences you've had in your part of Wisconsin. Join us here on the Ideas Network at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ask your questions. Share what you've seen in your part of Wisconsin. I'm Keeley Boltina, and you're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. Six years ago, when Wisconsin created regional groups to support public health and safety, no one knew what would become of 2020. Now these healthcare emergency readiness coalitions are playing a role in trying to create a new reality, one where the COVID-19 pandemic is under control. Our guest today on the State Capitol Report leads one of those organizations. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina, and you're part of this conversation. You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about the rollout of the coronavirus vaccine? Maybe you want to share your experience in your part of Wisconsin. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Dr. Jason Liu is the Chief Medical Officer of the Southeast Healthcare Emergency Readiness Coalition. Dr. Liu is also a professor of emergency medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Dana sent us an email, and the question is, how are essential workers determined and whether they have early access to the vaccine, and what proof will we have to show? Dr. Liu, what can you say to Dana?
Yeah, so there's a lot of the professional societies and also the national advisory committees at the state and the federal level have actually issued a list of defining what essential workers are. And in terms of getting the vaccines, what's going to happen as we get into that phase is that public health and health care organizations are going to work with the organizations that essential workers work for to figure out the best way to bring them in and get vaccinated. And generally, that's going to be working through, you know, your employer. So usually, you know, I would guess that they'd have lists and your identification would serve to that process.
Do we know what vaccination will look like once we have adequate supply and once we've handled our frontline workers and people who are in long-term care facilities and it's publicly available?
I'm sorry, I guess, how do you mean by that question?
Is this something that we should expect will roll out like a flu shot, like we can go to the pharmacy and just get it? Or is this going to be clinic-based that we'd need to go through a specific doctor's office? Do we know what it will look like when it's available to general people?
Got it. Okay. Yeah, so I would say in the beginning, it probably, you know, we're going to have more limited amounts, even when we start rolling it out to the general public, and it'll probably be going through clinics, doctor's offices, hospitals, and certain other organizations. And I think eventually it'll be like any other vaccine that we can get, and that it'll be widely available. You know, probably you will be able to go to, you know, walk-in clinics eventually. You know, obviously we don't know the timeline when we'll get there, but I think we will get there at some point.
You are, in addition to your HERC role, an emergency room physician at the Medical College of Wisconsin. What's it been like for you these last 8 months?
Well, it's been pretty busy. We've all been busy, you know, all of the hospitals and the ERs in our state and across the country were still here. We're available to take care of anyone who needs it. You know, we've had to flex our space and our staff, but we're managing to take care of the patients both with COVID and without COVID. You know, I think, you know, obviously COVID is the focus of our attention right now, and we are, unfortunately, we're still seeing pretty high levels of that in the hospitals. You know, although we've plateaued over the last few weeks, you know, I think it's important to remember we actually are still way above the levels we were back in March and April. And we're still feeling it kind of in the ER and in the hospital. And, you know, the usual medical emergencies are still going on for us, you know, falls, diabetes, car crashes, high blood pressure, heart attacks, you know, all of that doesn't stop just because there's a pandemic. So we've still been doing that thing. So, you know, it's been busy. It's been stressful. But you know, it's, for me, it's been amazing to see how all of my coworkers are stepping up. You know, despite the long hours and the stress, everyone's looking out for our patients, looking out for each other. And that helps keep me motivated because, you know, I know I don't want to let anyone down. Don't want to let my coworkers down, my family down, you know, my patients down.
Dr. Jason Liu is an emergency department physician and also chief medical officer of the Southeast Healthcare Emergency Readiness Coalition. And we're talking about COVID-19 in Wisconsin and how these HERCs help to distribute and handle care in different regions of the state. We have seven of them. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. Dr. Liu, the state received word that we'd be receiving less COVID-19 vaccine than originally planned. What do those moving numbers of vaccines mean for the logistics of that in your region of Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the logistics and the plan, I think, are still going to work. I think, you know, it is important to remember, and we knew this going into this last couple weeks with the vaccine, that we're going to have less vaccine right now for the time being. We have less vaccine than there are people that are eligible to receive it. And even within the first phase when we're limiting to healthcare workers, there are a lot more healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents than there was vaccine available. So, you know, we knew that. And so it really doesn't affect kind of our vaccination process, you know, and eventually, you know, we'll get more and then we'll keep vaccinating as we get more.
And as an emergency room physician, you're working directly with COVID-19 positive patients. You would be prioritized for immunization. Do you know when you'll get that opportunity?
Actually, I don't. I'm waiting for my turn. I am ready to go as soon as they offer it to me. I'm going to go get the shot. I'm ready to go. You know, each organization has a specific way they prioritize within the group. And for us, you know, it's been it's random. So some of my coworkers, they, you know, got picked and they've actually gotten their vaccine over the weekend. I'm in line, so I can't wait.
Have you heard of any side effects they've been experiencing?
Most of the people I talked to have said that really it was their arms were sore and that was really all they had. One person got had some chills that night, but then they were fine the next morning. So, you know, I haven't heard any stories from the people I've talked to of any major side effects.
Yeah, and those are all within the expected realm of side effects from this vaccine.
That's correct. Yeah, you know, I think the most common one is pain in the arm. But I think that's to be expected. If you stuck me with a needle in my arm's going to be sore for a little bit.
Point taken.
Yeah, from the data that they had in the research trials, you know, they showed that some other kind of relatively mild side effects are possible, feeling a little bit fatigued, tired. Some muscle aches, occasionally chills or headache, stuff like that.
We've heard you say in this conversation, we've heard public health officials say it, don't expect the vaccine to be widely available until late spring at the earliest. So what message do you want to share with people who are not in that line right now or not in the queue or high risk that are waiting on immunization?
Yeah, I think one is that we are going to get more doses, you know, and there's going to be more coming in 2021. We're going to have a lot more vaccine available next year than we do now. And so everyone is going to have the opportunity so they have that chance to get vaccinated. The other thing is everything that we've learned and know about the virus still applies, you know. Wear masks, wash your hands, stay 6 feet away from other people when you go out. Those are still important. And even people who do have the vaccine, you know, we still have to take our precautions. And, you know, I myself am waiting for the vaccine and, you know, I'm still wearing my mask, washing my hands often, using the protective gear, staying two arms length away from people to reduce my risk.
Dr. Liu, thank you for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Dr. Jason Liu is Chief Medical Officer of the Southeast Healthcare Emergency Readiness Coalition, also an emergency department physician. I'm Keely Boltina. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.